Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to be your host for today. Let's simply read God's Word, study together, shall we? We're going through an article I found through an older issue of the Voice of Truth International publication. Still going strong today, 4 issues a year. They're out of Mississippi. Now, this started back in 1993, and this has been going through the archives and found this one I want to share with you. It simply is an article asking the question, why was Christ born? Written by Barbara Jones, a missionary working with her husband James in the country of Kenya for more than 4 decades. I want to share this with you. Why was Christ born? First off, he was born to save sinners. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13. Jesus said, I did not come to call the righteous, but to save sinners. In Hosea chapter 2 and verse 19, God says, I will betroth you to me forever. The Hebrew word is hes, H-E-S-E. At least that's how we'd say it. It's used about 250 times in the Old Testament, and it means loyal, steadfast, or faithful love, and it stresses the idea of being together. It connotes God's faithful love for his people, even when they're unfaithful. So first, Jesus Christ was born to save sinners, and I'm a sinner. Number two, why was Christ born? He was born to bring a sword. Matthew 10:34, he said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Christ's mission involved tension, persecution, even death. He said the gospel would divide families. Some people will believe and some will not. Truth can bring tension in families. It can even bring death. While working in the country of Albania, the author says they were privileged to baptize a young lady in Christ. She said she could not tell her father about her conversion because he was a Muslim, and if he knew, he would kill her. You know, Christ knew situations such as this would occur, but he also said we must follow God rather than man. The young Albanian woman I mentioned had to make a life-endangering decision. But thanks be to God, she made the right one. Number two, Christ was born to bring a sword. Why was Christ born? Number three, he was born to bring rest. Matthew 11:28-30, Christ said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke of me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, you shall find rest for your souls. You know, this great invitation extends to all who will come. It's threefold. Number one, come to receive salvation. Number two, come to learn to be a disciple. And number three, come to serve the Lord. This was in direct contrast to what the scribes taught. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We sing that song, I found my Lord and he is mine. His yoke is easy, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. Number three, Christ was born to bring rest. Number four, why was Christ born? Well, he was born to redeem man. Ephesians 1 and verse 7. We see that Jesus paid the ransom with his blood. He removed the curse of the law. That is, if you sin, you die. We learned that, Romans 8, 1 and 2. Now there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus released a man from the bondage of sin, and he put us into the freedom of grace. 1 Peter 1, 18. Redemption is always through his blood. Colossians 1 in verse 14. So number four, Jesus was born to redeem man. Number five, why was Christ born? He was born to be King of kings and Lord of lords. We see here in Revelation 17 in verse 14, now to be a king, well, you must have a kingdom. His kingdom is not an earthly kingdom, never was planned to be, is not, never will be. It is a spiritual kingdom. However, his kingdom is physical in the sense that it exists on earth. His kingdom is the church, which he purchased with his own blood, Ephesians 1:21-22. He's the head of it, Colossians 1:18, Acts 20:28-30. He purchased it with his own blood. As Christians, we are citizens of his kingdom, and we serve him as our king. You know, the word Lord actually means an owner or a ruler. Therefore, we are servants of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That would be number 5. Why was Christ born? He was born to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, we're going to have to pause here. We're at a good pausing point. I want to invite you to the Arlington Church of Christ. We'll be back in just a moment, continuing to answer the question, why was Christ born, here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back to Reading the Word. So honored with your presence here today. You can catch this program if you're just joining us. We're answering the question, why was Christ born? We've already looked at the first 5 reasons of that pretty quickly here, but I think we understand the process. But you can listen again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program. From there, this is program 190, Why Was Christ Born? Let's answer that question then, shall we? Why was Christ born? Number 6, he was born to bring joy. That's Luke 2 and verse 10. Now Luke says, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." But only the ones, dear friends, that obey him will get to partake of that everlasting joy. That would be that home in heaven. So number 6, why was Christ born? He was born to bring joy. Number 7, why was Christ born? He was born to reveal God to the world, John 1:14. The Word which dwelt among us was flesh. Now we see Jesus, he became flesh, dwelt among men. In Jesus, man could see the nature of God. Let me get that right. Man could see the nature of God as he does not have a material body because God is a spirit. But he came to reveal God to the world and did it so beautifully. Number 8, why was Christ born? He was born to be a perfect example. John 13:15, he says, "I give you an example that ye should do as I do." Now there he's talking about forgiveness. You are to forgive as I have forgiven you. In washing the disciples' feet, he gives us a lesson in humility. Ephesians 4:32 teaches to be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Number 8, why was Christ born? He was born to be that perfect example. We also see in 1 Peter 2:21 and following, he is that example. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." All right, why was Christ born? The question comes. Number 9, he was born to preach the kingdom of God. Luke 4:43. Now Jesus himself says he was sent for this purpose. Matthew 4:17. After baptism, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, he did not let anyone or anything come between him and his mission. Today, we don't preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We tell you how to get into the kingdom. It was established on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2. Why was Christ born? Number 9, to preach the kingdom of God. Number 10, why was Christ born? Well, he was born to conquer death. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. Jesus came to render powerless the one who had power over death, that is, the devil. He came to be our high priest and to make a propitiation for our sins, because he was tempted as we are, Hebrews 4:15. He is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted, 1 Corinthians 10:12 and 13, James 1:13 and 14. Number 10, Jesus was born to conquer death. Hallelujah, he did. Number 11, why was Christ born, you ask? Well, he was born to bring eternal life. Matthew 28, verse 6, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have the promise of eternal life. The angel said he has risen. Because of his conquest of death, we have the same promise. Revelation 2, verse 10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Yes, he was born to bring eternal life. Why was Christ born? Number 12, he was born to be our mediator. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, Paul said, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. A mediator is simply a go-between. Christ is therefore our go-between. He is mediator between God and man. And we have the best advocate, the best mediator that ever could be. Why was Christ born? He was born to be our mediator. Finally, close it out, number 13. Why was Christ born? He was born to be our judge. John 6, 38, Matthew 25, 31, and 32. Jesus was sent by his Father to do the Father's will. The will of the Father was that Christ would be the Savior of the world, and also God committed all judgment to his Son. Therefore, for Christians, he is both our Savior and our judge. Now, for those who are not Christians, he's also the judge, but you will not have a sentence pronounced upon you that you will enjoy, because he's left you the words that you need to know how to get to heaven. You'll be judged by them, John 12, 48. So he was born to be our judge. That's 13 answers to the question, why was Christ born? I think that will be sufficient for our study period today. And I do appreciate the time that you have afforded us to study God's word together. He was born to save sinners, to bring a sword, to bring rest, to redeem man, to be King of Kings, Lord of Lords, to bring joy, to reveal God to the world, to be a perfect example, to preach the kingdom of God, to conquer death, to bring eternal life, to be our mediator, and to be our judge. That's my best friend, Jesus, and I'm so glad he was born, and I hope he's your best friend as well. And you do that by becoming faithful and obedient to all his commands, putting him first in life. This has been Reading the Word. If you want to join this program again or listen to any of the other ones, this is the 190th one, which means 189 have preceded it. And good Lord willing, there will be more that will follow after it. You can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program, and from there you can see all of them, listen to them at your convenience anytime you desire. And if you do not have internet capabilities, you can write to me, P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. I'll be glad to assist you there. It's Box 292, Woodbury, 37190. Thank you so much for listening with us today, joining us on our program. And I hope that you will join us again. I hope you will spend more time in God's Word between now and when we see each other at our next appointed time. Thank you so much for listening. May the good Lord bless you. May he keep you. Please continue to pray.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.